One of the most interesting battles in the election is likely to be in KwaZulu-Natal, one of only two provinces not governed by the African National Congress. The BBC's Martin Plott reports on the views of the province's Indian population.
A warm evening on the Durban seafront, a perfect opportunity for Indians to enjoy a festival celebrating their culture and their religion. But as they sample the many stalls, is the forthcoming election really on their minds? This week on Wednesday there's the election. Are you planning to vote?
I haven't made up my mind as yet.
So you're not sure whether you will vote?
Yes.
If you were to vote, who would you vote for?
I have no idea.
It's not our line to vote.
You think you'll just abstain?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel the government has done nothing for us.
Well, I haven't voted in my life, so...
You're not going to start now?
No, I'm not going to start now.
Do you intend to vote on Wednesday?
Yes, I do.
Why are you going to vote?
Because I'm South African and I need to choose a government that is suitable for me.
Not exactly rich pickings for a politician, but that doesn't deter Amichand Rajbansi. He's the leader of the minority party and someone who's been in politics since the old apartheid days. So how does he explain the political apathy?
The Indian community has good leaders and they take things for granted. 50% of the eligible voters did not register in 1999. Of those who were registered, 50% did not turn up. So only 25% of the potential voters voted.
Now, what sort of policies would you like to see that would benefit your community?
I personally believe that, like India, South Africa should have a minority desk. And I think the problem which has been recognized by the ANC and the IFP in this election campaign is that they have been taking minorities for granted. I would like to see the policy of affirmative action adjusted.
So you want basically to be a level playing field between all people of colour, so to speak?
We accept that it's going to take a considerable period of time to level the playing field, but at the same time, don't marginalize minorities altogether. I think one of the things which the government did not realize that chased the Indian vote away from the ANC is that affirmative action went wild. You're on every front. You hit the Indian in the work field, in promotions, opportunities, etc. But I think the ANC has recognized this. And if you look at the provinces where they controlled, and if you look at the national departments, the elevation of Indians to higher position is taking place at a reasonable level.
The BBC's Martin Plott.